Hello, folks. Sean Mize here, and today on this training, I'm going to teach on two things, clarity of purpose and clarity of focus. And just kind of give you some background on this first, okay? The background on this is, let me say first of all, that I actually, these words popped into my mind. Believe it or not, I was in a prayer meeting last week. It was last Thursday, so a week ago. I was in a prayer meeting, and these words just popped into my mind, and I was thinking about some of the other people in the prayer meeting, and so I was kind of praying for them, and I was thinking along the lines of, in their own lives, in their own business, what would happen if they had clarity of purpose and clarity of focus? And then my mind wandered to you folks, and I started thinking, wow, what if I were to make a teaching on this? And because I think that this concept could help a lot of people. And so first of all, what I want to do is define the problem, and then I'll explain how I believe this idea of clarity of purpose and clarity of focus can fix it. So the problem that I see, okay, is that for most people that are building a business online, okay, their real purpose in building the business is that they want to help people. Okay, so if you're in health and fitness, you want to help people. If you are helping people build a business online, you're helping people. If you are a chiropractor, you're helping people. If you are a dentist, you're helping people. If you do hypnotherapy, you are helping people. What you do is helping people. I mean, if you help people teach their dogs not to go inside instead to go outside, you're helping people. If you help people to exercise or eat better, you're helping people. You look what I do. I help you build your business. I'm helping you. That my business is helping you. And if you think about it, your business is helping people. That's your real business, is helping people. But what happens in real life? What do we wake up every morning thinking of? Well, we wake up in the morning thinking, okay, what am I going to do to make another $1,000? What am I going to do to make $10,000 this month? What am I going to do to sell 25 more ebooks? What am I going to do to make a lucrative coaching program? Okay, so there's a disconnect here between what our purpose is, which is to help people, and what we think about every day, which is to make money. Okay, because my guess is most of you are on this coaching call because you want to learn how to make more money. You want to learn how to drive more traffic so you can make more money. You want to learn how to build a bigger list so you can make more money. You want to learn how to write more emails so more people will buy. You want to learn how to make a better coaching program so more people will buy. Okay? But that's the thought that you have running in your mind all the time. Make money. Drive traffic. Write emails. Create a coaching program. That's the loop that's going on in your mind constantly. And yet, when you sit back and think about what's my purpose in my business, well, my purpose is to help other people. Okay, now, for some of you may think, well, I'm really in this just to make money. Okay, let me say this. If you're in this just to make money, that's probably why you're not making as much as you want. Let me explain. I know that, you know, if you've listened to a lot of my trainings, the illustration I'm getting ready to give you, you've heard it before, but let me ask you this. Well, let me just tell you this. If your purpose was to make money and you're a health coach, you might say, okay, I want to make $100,000 a year, and let's say that your health coaching is $1,000 per person. I don't care if it's $1,000 per person for 12 weeks or for a year. It doesn't matter. If each person pays $1,000, then it's $1,000 per person for this illustration. Okay, so how many people do you have to help in 1 year to make 100,000? 100 people. That's how many people you have to help. Okay, now, if you were to take that exact same coaching program, okay, and by the way, if your goal is $100,000 and you get 100 clients in, so you make $100,000, how much effort are you really going to make to get one more client in? My guess is probably not very much. I mean, most of us in life, we work as hard as we have to make our goals. That's just life. It's just the way our life is. If our goal is $3,000, we usually do what it takes to make $3,000. If our goal is $10,000, we usually do what it takes to make $10,000. That's just the way, as humans, we are. Okay, I would imagine it goes back to the time when we were harvesters and gatherers. Okay, how many apples did we gather off the trees for us to eat? Well, if we had a family of 12 and each person ate 3 apples for dinner, well, we're going to go collect 36 apples. Would we collect 36? course not. Why? Because the 37th one would rot, okay? Especially if it was human. And so as humans, we are conditioned as in our brains because we didn't, I mean, for most of society, we didn't live in big cities with internet and making money online, okay? In fact, most of civilization, I mean, although there's been money around for probably most of civilization, people didn't use money for most of the things they did. They grew their own food, or they went in the forest and they hunted it, okay, or they went and they gathered it, okay? They didn't use money. And so they didn't have to think, okay, I need 1,000 gold coins this month to be able to pay my bills. And if they did, they would go out and get 1,000 gold coins. They wouldn't get 1,500. Why? Well, because it's our nature not to. Okay, and you say, well, some people did. Well, yeah, the elite, the people that really wanted to be rich, the 1% of the people who really wanted to get more than normal. Okay, just like if you go back to the gatherers, let's say a gatherer said, okay, we have an apple tree in the backyard, and we have a family of 12, you know, because back then they used to, you know, aunts and uncles and grandfathers and grandchildren, and, you know, people had more kids than they do now. Maybe it's like 58 people you had to take care of. And so if you went out, you say, okay, well, everybody gets 3 apples. Let's say it's 12, so I don't have to multiply 58 times 3. Let's say it's 12 people. We need 36 apples. We're not going to collect 38 apples. It's just not going to happen. Okay, but then you have that one percenter, the one person out of 100 that says, you know what? I'm going to go out and collect 72 today. And he comes back with 72, and his family says, what on earth are you doing with 72? And he says, okay, well, you guys are going to eat 36, but while you're eating, I'm going to go find somebody that wasn't able to find 36 apples, and they could only find 18 today, and I'm going to trade my 18 extra apples for something of theirs. And you get over there, and of course, they didn't have money then, and so they said, okay, well, yeah, I'd really like to have those 18 apples. You know, but you won't give them to me, so what do I have to do? Okay, well, you know, we see that you killed a bear recently, and, you know, we don't want to do all the work to kill a bear. Well, we need the fur because it's going to be cold soon. We'll trade the 18 apples for a bear fur. And she'd come back. And there's very, very few people that are willing to do what this super aggressive person did to go trade for bear fur. I mean, think about it. That, you know, most people would wait until it's cold, and then they go down and try to track down a bear. And unfortunately, that's what most people do in society today. It's just human. I do it. Most all of us do it. We earn what we need consistently. I mean, think about it. Think about it. If one particular month your bills are more than another because, you know, your kid needs orthodontics and your car broke down, you know, what happens that month? You know, you generally make more money. Why? Is it just a coincidence, or is it because you found a way to work overtime? Is it because you found a way to send an extra email to your list? It's because you had a need, and so you went out and got it, okay? So what happens is when we make money our goal, we only make as much as we need. So if we need 100 grand, we sell 100 clients, we're done. If we do that in October, we take Thanksgiving, we take We take November and December off. It's just human nature. Okay, so how can we fix that? What if we instead were to say that instead of selling health coaching, what I really do is change people's lives. I change people's lives because if they get into my coaching, they get healthier. And if they get healthier, they live longer. And if they get healthier, they have more energy. And if they get healthier, on and on and on. Okay, now if your goal is to help people with their health, well, what happens? Do you stop at 100 people? No. You say, how many people can I share the good news with? How many people can I share the good news with? I mean, think about it. If you went out and found a cure for some disease, I won't name any because I don't want to get sued, okay? But let's just say you were able to find a way to come up with a cure for some disease. Even if you weren't willing to charge for the cure, you'd want to tell everybody, right? You wouldn't want to just stop at 100. You'd want to tell everybody. Why? Because it would cure that disease. It would help people. If you're in the business of helping people, if you have as your primary purpose helping people, you'll end up doing far more business than if you're just in it for the money. okay? So let's go back to the health example. Instead of stopping at 100, maybe you'll get 1,000 people that you can change their lives today. And all I want to say, folks, if you will focus your purpose, if you will focus your purpose on helping people rather than making money, I can almost guarantee you you'll make more money. Because if you're helping people, more people will sign up than if you're trying to make money. I know that sounds counterintuitive, okay? But it works. It works in real life. Now, what does that do for you? It takes all the pressure off. Because let me ask you this. If you're trying to drive traffic to make money, what are you thinking about? Oh, what's the cheapest way I can drive traffic? Okay? Or what's the traffic source that I can most quickly get them to buy? But if you're thinking about helping people, then you're not thinking about making the money. You're thinking about, where are there sick people that I can help? And you go, oh, there's these blogs. These sick people hang out at these blogs. These sick people hang out at forums. These sick people read articles. And you go, oh, okay, well, I'm going to write articles to help people. I'm not going to write articles to make money. I'm going to write articles to help people. Now, let me ask you this. Think about it. Don't you think the quality of your article will be a little bit different if you're writing an article to genuinely help people versus writing an article because Sean said that you have to write articles to make money? You think about it. Won't your quality of article be stronger? Won't your quality of blog post be stronger? Let's say that somebody asks you a question in a forum. If it's just all about making money, you're going to be tempted. Forgive me if I'm wrong or I'm overcharacterizing human nature, but look, I'm human and I do this sometimes. If I'm trying to make money, I might just have a quick one-liner response in that forum, and then maybe I might even hope I don't get banned from the forum and say, by the way, I teach all of this in my program, go buy it. I may not be as direct, but that's my idea, isn't it? But if I'm really just genuinely helping people, I might write a whole paragraph. Then maybe I'll send them over to my product because I know that my product will help them, whatever the case is, okay? And obviously different forums have different rules, and, you know, I'm just giving you an example. So, you know, same thing with articles. If everything you do to drive traffic is about helping people, you'll make more money. Why? Because you connect with people. You know, think about it. You know, a lot of people, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but a lot of people, when I ask them, why did you join my coaching versus somebody else's, they tell me something along the lines of, because you sound like you really care. Because you sound like you really help me. Because you sound like you're not just in it for the money. I hear those kinds of things all the time, okay? And please don't get me wrong. If I didn't make money at this, I couldn't do it, at least not full time, because I'd have to go make money somewhere else. You know, just like if a plumber didn't charge anything for any of his plumbing services, he could do it for his friends and family at night, but he really couldn't help a lot of people because he'd have to go get a real job during the day, okay? So, you know, I'm not saying you don't charge for your services. I'm saying that if you care and you really want to help people and you really act like you help people, want to help people, people will become attracted to you. Same thing with your emails. People are asking me all the time, well, what do I write in my email? What are they really asking? What do I write in my email so people will buy from me? But imagine if the question were instead, how can I help people in my email? How can I help people in my email? How do you find out? You send an email out to your list and you say, hey, how can I help you? 10 people respond with 10 different things that you could teach them. Now you know what your next 10 emails are going to be about. You're just going to answer each one of those people's questions. That's what your next 10 emails are going to be about. What are you going to be doing? Helping people. What about your products? People say, well, what kind of product can I make that will make me the most amount of money? Forget about the money. Ask yourself, what kind of product can I make that will help people? Make the product that will help people, and then find out what they'll pay for it. Seriously, make the product that will help people, and then charge a fair price for it. Now, you may be thinking that there's no difference, Sean. There's no difference from creating a $37, from putting a $37 price tag and then going and creating a product that's worth $37 versus creating a product and then assigning it a value of $37. If you're thinking that, please think deeper, because really I'm going almost psychological here, maybe subliminal. Trust me, your quality that you put into that product, if you're just genuinely trying to help people, will be stronger. And if it's stronger, then you have two choices. You can either put a higher price tag on it, or you can put the same old 37 on it, but people will get more for their money, and so they'll tell more people about you. Bottom line, if you're helping people, if your focus is helping people, you'll make the money. Okay, same thing. Let's think about a coaching call, selling coaching. If you think, oh, I got to go out and create 36 hours of training so I can sell it for $1,000, do you think your training is going to be as powerful as if you say, how can I help people? And you go out there and you ask people what they really need to help them, and you start creating lessons that are based on helping people. And then you start talking to people and you say, hey, how do you need help? And they say, you know, I really need help with this. And you say, hey, I've got a coaching program that helps you with this. Do you want to get into it? What's the difference? It's very subtle, folks. And you know, if you're not totally grasping this, go back to the beginning of this training, this recording, and listen to it again, and it'll begin to sink in. If you will focus on helping people, everything else will fall in line. You know, if you're selling people over the phone for coaching, if you have in your mind, I'm going to talk to three people and I'm going to find a way to get one of them to buy my $1,000 package, you're just going to be banging your head against the wall the whole time, hoping and praying and just pleading with yourself that you'll say the right words to get them to buy. That's a lot of stress. But what if you were to talk to three people and you were to just say, hey, man, hey, lady, how can I help you? And they pour their heart out and you try to help them. And then maybe you just gently say, at the end, you say, you know, has this been helpful? And they say, yeah, it's been really helpful. And you were to say, how would you feel if we met once a week and I could really help you, you know? And they say, I'd love that. And then you say, you know, I have a coaching program. Would you like to hear about it? Okay? Or maybe you don't even offer a coaching program at all. You just say, hey, how can I help you? And they tell you, and you try to help them, and then, you know, at the end of a reasonable period of time, whatever you've promised them for the free call, 20 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, close to the end of the call, you say, you know, hey, Mark, or hey, June, you know, we're about 5 minutes away from the end of, you know, our time together. Is there any other questions? You know, and you know, what if somebody just says, hey, you know, do you have a coaching program? You know, if you do, I'd like to sign up for it. You're able to tell them about it. How much easier would those three phone calls be if you're just genuinely helping people than the ones where you're banging your head against the wall? And you might even be tempted to say, but you won't sell as much. I challenge you to go out and try it both ways. Do 10 phone calls trying to sell, and do 10 more just helping. And my guess is you'll sell more to the people that you just had a relaxed conversation with than you will sell to the people who you are trying to sell. And for all of these reasons, I really believe deep down inside that if you will get your purpose right, how are you helping people and help them and then charge a fair price for helping, and that's the one piece. You charge a fair price for helping them, okay? Your internal satisfaction will be higher. You'll make more money. You'll help more people. The bottom line is, if you have a clarity of purpose, your business is going to flow smoother. You're likely going to make more money. You're going to be able to help more people, and you're going to have a stronger presence of mind.